Welcome now to our studio wide receiver Jordan Matthews, who missed the entire preseason. We were worried about him. We're no longer worried about him. I mean, look at the man. He's in great shape, and he's ready to go on Sunday against the Cleveland Browns, right?
Yeah, I'm excited, man. Ready to go.
What was it like for you, Jordan, to miss time? Because I know you're such a competitive guy and perhaps not as patient as some would leave. I mean, you want to be out there and play.
You know, it was definitely different. It was something that obviously I wasn't expecting. I've never missed that much time. I've actually never missed a game my entire career when it comes to Little League, any sport, basketball, football, baseball, college either, or obviously when I was in the pros too. So those were my first couple games, those preseason games. So it definitely was a test of patience. But, you know, what was crazy was going into this year, I had did a lot more training as far as, like, my mind and not just my body. So I got into reading more books and just stuff like that and just really, like, honing in on the mental side of the game. So if there was ever a time for this to happen, you know, it was now, because I was able to handle it mentally. It wasn't like something that I dwelled on. I looked at the facts. I was going to be out a couple of weeks, but I still saw the positives in it. Got a lot of mental reps, and I knew I was going to be able to come back for the first week, so I was still excited.
And now we are here just a couple of days away from the opener. So Compare how you felt 3 years ago to now in the days leading up to the first game.
You know, it definitely feels a lot different. You know, my first game going into the NFL, I mean, you had so many guys. You had LeSean McCoy, who was coming off a great year. You had Jerry Macklin, who, you know, we all knew what he could do, and he was still coming off injury. You had Riley, who was coming off a great year. Zach Ertz coming off a great rookie year. Brent Celek, who was like Mr. Eagle. And then, you know, all these moving parts, you know, did I mention Darren Sproles yet? And then you got Sproles. So there's so much talent around, and then you're just like this small piece of the puzzle, you know, coming in. So, you know, it was definitely something different. I just had to kind of just focus on my job, and that was it. And now, obviously, going into this year, it's a little bit different. Obviously, I still just focus on my job, but the job expands. Yeah. That's the way I kind of look at it. So not only do I just go in and say, okay, what do I have to do to get that done? Sometimes I have to make sure, okay, you know, how's my receiver group doing? Making sure that I'm motivating those guys, you know, if they need help with plays or anything, you know, bringing DGB along, because, you know, he's had a short time to learn everything. So just taking that bigger role, you know, as a leader, but still obviously making sure I'm doing what I need to do on the field.
You said bringing my wide receiver group along, my receiver group. Yeah. Do you feel like it's your group, like it's your room?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely feel like, you know, as far as like the guys in there, you know, I'm looked at as a leader. You know, me and Huff are the two oldest guys there, you know, so, I mean, that right there, obviously, you have to make sure you step up. It's not a situation, though, that's really, like, scary for me. I've always taken that, you know, position, whether I was in high school or college. But, you know, I might say that, but at the same time, I don't go in there. I'm not like some obnoxious, like, rah, rah, rah guy, you know. I just make sure I take that responsibility on my shoulders to go out and practice and be the example, to be the example in the community, to make sure that I'm always doing the right things, whether it's taking notes, even if I've heard it a million times. So when other guys see it, they're like, okay, you know, that's the standard. That's not hard work. That's what you have to do in order to stay in this league. So, you know, I just kind of take that responsibility on myself to do that, and I think it's something that I embrace.
Have you seen somebody like DGB, who you mentioned, see what you're doing and follow your lead? Have you seen examples of that?
You know, I've definitely seen those guys, you know, in practice, making sure they're catching the ball and finishing. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say that I think that, oh, he saw me do it and now he's doing it, but it's definitely something I've noticed. So, you know, it'd be cool to take credit for that, but at the same time, you know, he still has to go out there and do it. So that's still a testament to his, you know, hard work and his ability to go out there and practice hard. But, you know, you'll see some of the young guys, you know, when they come into meetings, where they're tired or whatever, they'll just kind of look over, and I'm, like, pulling out my notebook, you know, every single time. They're like, okay, you know, well, if he don't got it, Then I definitely don't got it, you know. And I might know it front to back, but it still just you always got to make sure you do those things. This opportunity that you have to play in the league is too precious, so every single day you get to pull out that notebook, I feel like you need to.
Jordan, many twists and many turns for this Eagles offense in the preseason. How do you feel about this group a couple of days before the opener?
You know, I'm excited about the group. If you just start, you know, with the O-line, you know, obviously it looks like we're going to be able to have Lane for the first game, so that's obviously a big boost. You know, what he can do on the field for us is huge. We got experience at the center position, and Kelsey, Al plays hard at guard, and then bringing in Brandon, I think, has been huge for us at that left guard spot. And then, you know, I can't say enough about, you know, Jason Peters. He's been one of my guys who I've looked up to ever since I got here. We look at the backfield and, you know, the receivers and all those things. I feel like we got a lot of moving parts. I'm not going to talk about the guys everybody knows, but I know one guy who I'm really excited about is Trey. I think Trey's done a lot for us in the preseason, but those are just games everybody sees. I see what he does off the field and in practice day in and day out, so I'm really excited about how he's going to be able to help us. You know, also Kenyon, too. I think he's going to be able to give us depth at that running back position and be able to take the load off of Sproles and Ryan, you know, as the season goes on. So I'm really looking forward to what we got.
And we've got a little change of quarterback here. Didn't mention Carson. Yeah. What do you see from him out there?
Yeah, I didn't mention Carson on purpose. I want to keep that a secret. I don't want nobody to know. I'll tell you why I'm excited, though.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's so – you see him every day. How's he handling himself this week?
Oh, man, you know, I think it took me, honestly, like I would say like the first two or three days I was around Carson, you know, I knew he had it, you know. And a lot of guys don't have that it. You know, the game can be too big for him. Pressure can get to him. They may be too cocky. They might be seem like they're an up-and-down guy. But he's steady. He has a great balance. He's a leader, but he's not over-the-top obnoxious. He works hard, but it's not where it's, like, annoying. He knows when to speak, when not to speak. And then when he goes out there and plays, he's the type of quarterback that you're like, okay, you know, he wants to throw first. He can run, but even when he's scrambling out the pocket, he's still looking to pass. And so you're like, dang, like, how did this guy come out of North Dakota? Like, how did nobody know about this dude when he was coming out of high school and stuff? And so I can't remember who was said. I think it was John Gruden said he feels like the best quarterbacks are the ones with a chip on their shoulder. If you look at all the best quarterbacks in the league, you look at the Aaron Rodgers, you look at the Tom Brady's, they came in the league with a chip on their shoulder. And when you think about a guy who had no offers really coming out of high school and then went to North Dakota, like, I can relate. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so I like that. So when you got that chip and you're focused on making sure you go out there and be the best you can be, you're competing against yourself, then I think that's when I'm confident in that guy, because he's not worried about everything that's going on. He's not worried about the media, the fans, what people are saying. He's just trying to go out there and get his job done. So I'm really excited about what he can do.
Jordan, Cleveland comes to town on Sunday. What is it about their defense? What have you seen? What can we expect to watch from them? Are they going to try? I mean, they're going to try to get inside Carson's head and do all these crazy things that he's never seen. What do you expect from them?
You know, you definitely expect, obviously, because we are starting a rookie, they're going to try and come after him. We're going to try and rattle him, show a bunch of different coverages and stuff. You know, sometimes when defenses come in and they're going to give us an experience, you know, quarterback, they'll say keep it simple. That way guys can play fast. Well, when they're going against usually a young one, they'll try and mix up a lot of stuff because they feel like his head's going to be spinning. So I'm confident he'll be able to handle that. But from the defense, I mean, mainly, obviously, you know, we watch the secondary. You know, Joe Hayden is one guy who's highly touted, one of the top five corners probably in the NFL. So he gets a lot of attention. He's one of those guys who will follow, you know, whoever usually our team's best receiver is. So, you know, we've all just been making sure we keep an eye on him. But then also some of their safeties, those guys are pretty physical too. So it's a good group out there. We got to make sure we're ready. I think the guys are definitely excited about the matchup.
Opening day, just a couple of days away. Yeah, exciting, isn't
fun.
It? Really fun. Jordan Matthews, thanks so much, man.
Yes, sir.
Good luck on Sunday. Yeah. Jordan Matthews, Eagles wide receiver with us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Yeah.